And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, right there, wrapping up right now, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And program number 249 on the way. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial, as well as streaming on the World Wide Web. Go to mychasm.com. Yes, indeed. Yes, we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are Chasm. Like I said, it's our 249th program, and we have our guest in the studios this morning, and we're going to get right after things and say good morning to Mr. Nathan Newman. Nathan, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing, Cy?
We're doing well. And yes, it is program number 249. Nathan, you've been a part of this program several times now and been fun every time.
Yes, and every time it's a little bit different.
Yeah. You were here just a couple weeks ago with the Shimoleskis. That was exciting, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
How did the big polka fest go over in Hinckley?
It was very good. Lots of energy, lots of excitement, good dancing, good bands, and a lot of fun.
A lot
of
people came out.
It's always a fun time with the Shimoleskis.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people came out, huh?
Yep.
And what was your capacity with the Shimoleskis? What were you playing?
Well, I originally just wanted to go to have a good time. But then they said, well, since you're coming along anyways, how about play a little bit of accordion before the music starts?
Okay.
And stroll around and then also play with the Fun Time Band.
Okay.
So I played and trumpet with
played
them.
Trumpet with that. Okay. Well, very, very good. All righty. Well, you know, we've had you on before, but folks tune in and haven't maybe heard your story or they don't remember. So why don't we recap and go back to the very beginning? How'd you get started in music? And, well, maybe even before that, who you are. Who's your mom and dad?
Okay, who I am. My name is Nathan Newman, and my folks are Bill and Charlotte Newman. They were in Avon.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up there.
Okay.
And went to Albany High School, graduated in 2013.
Nice. And connection to the Langner sisters.
Yes, my great aunts, through my mom's side of the family, are the Langner sisters.
Yeah, so some great polka heritage there. And your great grandma, huh? Irene Langner just passed away this year, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and she was a great lady too, huh?
Oh, yes, always fun.
Yeah. She got to play. Hear you play a few times?
Yes.
In her
lifetime? She enjoyed coming out and seeing me. And then towards the end, I would go. To her with the concertina, and whenever I didn't bring the concertina along, she would certainly ask about it.
She's cold, huh?
Where's that concertina?
Uh-huh. And that's probably part of the reason or the way you got started was it your uncles or somebody that loaned you a concertina?
Yes. My great uncle Joe Langner lent me his star concertina, and I started with that, got going, and that was when I was 15.
Okay.
So in the beginnings of 2011,
sure,
started playing concertina, and then not quite 2 years in, I started Nathan's Old Time Band.
Yeah.
Towards the end of 2012, and I remember being on the show here, bringing in the band.
Yep, all four of you young fellas, and sitting over there in the corner, we had you all stacked up and playing. And I think we added up your ages, and cumulative, your ages didn't add up to mine. So that was pretty awesome. But people just love the energy. They love to see the youth do so well. And that's been really neat. Now, even before you did the concertina, you were in the music scene already. You had a little group with your sister, huh?
Yes. Alicia and I, we played as the Bottom of the Hill Band.
Yeah.
Because we lived on the bottom of the hill, south of Avon on County Road 9.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. And you guys did a couple of recordings with that. And where did you all play and what did you all do? Was that talent contests or school?
Yeah, there was some talent contests, fiddle contests, and okay. Alicia was a really good fiddler. And
oh, yeah.
So then we got to win some. And we played for some birthday parties, weddings, different local functions, music in the park in Albany.
Yeah.
And got around a little
you
bit
guys were really young starting out there, huh?
I
grade school, high school?
It would be about
junior high, probably.
Junior high, seventh grade, I was
starting in already.
And she would be in sixth grade. That's when we really started it. Yeah.
All right. Where's Alicia these days? Is she still in the state or is she out of state?
Alicia just graduated from the Air Force Academy out in Colorado Springs.
She did.
Yes. Wow. We all went out there as a family and celebrated with her. She was
nice.
Really happy to be done with the 4 years of the academy. And now she's got to serve for some time.
Okay.
And she's going to go out to Cape Cod.
She's still keeping up the music yet, or is that slip?
Yeah, she keeps it as a hobby. She still enjoys it.
Okay.
She brought out her fiddle the other day, and Blackberry Blossom, she still remembered that song. That's one of my
really?
Favorites.
Uh-huh. Nice. All right. So moving forward, you guys formed Nathan's old-time band, and you've been doing a variation of bands ever since then. You've been either playing, the one-man scene once in a while, too?
Yeah, it's beginning to get smaller and smaller. It's so much work and getting kids in the band. So I started bringing in some older musicians, seasoned, and so that makes it easier for me when they already know what's happening. Well, as far as performances, we play for the wedding dances and the dances in general.
Okay.
Music in the park, church bazaars.
You're playing tonight, masses. I understand.
Tonight at the Waite Park Legion.
Yeah, so folks want to come out. And who will they see on stage tonight?
Tonight you'll see Melinda Ruprecht on the drums, Gary Bagenstoss on the tuba, and myself on the Hengels concertina. I'll be playing Kevin C.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. All righty. And you said you were working last night. Where were you last night?
I wasn't working last night, but yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yesterday afternoon. Okay.
It would be the Polka Spotlight down in Brooklyn Center. I played tuba and upright bass with Josh Eidzer.
Okay.
Josh is an upcoming concertina player, about 20, 21 years old from the cities.
Uh-huh.
He's mostly known for his classical music on the concertina.
Okay.
But he can really rip into the polkas and waltzes, too.
And that's exciting because folks always say, well, is polka music kind of fading away, kind of dying out? There are still a few young and up-and-coming musicians out on the scene, huh?
Yes. It's really fun for me. I stay connected with the internet, and I get to look at different people from all over the United States. And then, there's a younger person playing an accordion or a concertina. And so then... if I'm ever out in that area for a polka festival, sometimes I do a little bit of national traveling. I get to meet them and make some friends with people my age who are doing the same kind of thing in their area.
Sure, sure. So there are some young ones out there doing that. And I imagine one event leads to another. You go to, were you down to Bexter Fest at all by chance this week?
No, I wasn't down
there. I heard that was this past week. And Barefoot Becky always puts on a big deal down there, so... I know Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers were down there. I had heard this morning from one of the listeners that that was going on. So, but there's a number of still good polka fests that happen, and I'm sure you get tangled up with a few of those yet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Any favorites?
I'd have to say the Pulaski Polka Days.
Pulaski. I've heard that one's pretty good.
It's my favorite. With so many young dancers to dance with and plenty of music and bands and... I've gotten to know a lot of people out there. It's an outdoor festival, and so sometimes it rains, sometimes it's really hot, but I think that adds to the fun, too,
Absolutely.
To the experience.
Absolutely. Well, I'm talking pretty much about the Nathan of old, or as you're going along. Now, new, you've brought out a brand-new recording, and we're going to spend a few moments talking about that. And it's called Intrigued by a Swede, and you pay tribute to Jimmy Jensen.
That's right.
And that is pretty special. Folks are going to enjoy this CD because very well done. Tell us a little bit about it, Nathan.
Well, it started as an opportunity CD. I got an opportunity to get a Cordavox, and so with the Cordavox and the amplifier, I thought, well, you know, I might as well do something with it, and it was kind of breaking down, too, so I didn't have too much time because I know I'm going to play it. I like the organ accordion sounds, a little bit of Slovenian, or as Jimmy Jensen played it, he did more Swedish kind of approach. But It was an opportunity that I had. I really liked Jimmy Jensen's music and his parodies.
Yeah.
Where he would make fun of certain songs, change the words.
Yep.
And I already had a bunch of songs written where I've done the same kind of thing. So I thought, well, why not make a recording, make a quick recording. It'd be accordion, guitar, and drums. Play a bunch of well-known songs and maybe a couple of Jimmy's songs on there and see how it goes.
Sure. And so you probably did all the parts yourself, huh?
Recorded, yep, did all the parts over. Myself. I think it only took about 2 or 3 weeks to put it all together and
it turned out very well. Looking at it, some of the songs, I kind of go through them one by one here. We've got enough time. Lloyd's Grilling Liver is the first one. People are going to just enjoy that. And you sing it. You sound almost Scandinavian when you sing it, too. Did you have to work at that?
Or I did not
it
try.
It just came natural, huh?
Yeah, I don't. I can't say. I can't stand behind that if trying to be like a Scandinavian. My dad said I have a little bit of Scandinavian in me, but not as much as German or Polish.
Okay. All right. And so Lloyd's Grilling Liver, is there something? Did you write that one or was that?
Yeah, I wrote the words to it. The original song is Love's Gonna Live Here by Buck Owens.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I imagine there's a lot of Buck Owens fans out there with the classic country. Just changed the words, and I thought, wow, that would be a really funny song.
Yep. And that's something that Jimmy would have done, too, because he did that same type of thing. Next one, Two Step Across Texas.
That's pretty, I would imagine that would be pretty straightforward, Waltzing Across Texas.
Two Step Across Texas. This one is one that I really, really enjoy. It's called Light Green Lederhosen. You make it sound like a couple of Germans, and you hear the talking in the background. They're arguing. And that one is done to the music of Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weenie's
Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you just changed the words.
It was funny to think of what would a guy with Lederhosen be thinking before he goes out to a German festival. And he's in his bedroom putting it on, and he's not sure of himself, just like the girl in the bikini. She don't know how that's going to feel.
Be
a little
accepted.
Uncomfortable there.
Yep. Helsedem der Hemma. That's a standard, huh? I mean, greet the folks at home.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very Swedish or Scandinavian. Jimmy did that one very well on his recordings.
Oh, yes. I can't do it as well as Jimmy, but... I figured I'd put one Swedish song on her, and I even sang a verse in Swedish.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was neat. Green Green, that's a folk tune. I can't remember who did that one, but Green Green on the Far Side of the Hill.
I didn't research the history of that song. I just heard it on the Jimmy Jensen, the Swingin' Swede album.
Sure.
I had a couple albums of his.
Sure. I think it's one that maybe Peter, Paul, and Mary or somebody, one of those folk groups did back in the day.
It sounds
but
right.
Changed the words a little bit, and it's really good. Molly's Waltz?
Yes, Molly's Waltz. Molly B., I wrote a waltz for her.
Oh, you did?
And I thought, well, that would sound nice on the quarter box.
Is that instrumental?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Instrumental.
Yep. Then there's one on here. Folks would look at the title, and they say, Albany? It's music to the tune Abilene.
That's right.
And you so cleverly changed the words to Albany, and it come off really good. Tough Tomcat. That's definitely a Jimmy Jensen original.
Oh, yes.
And that's music to the
Big Tom.
Yep, which would have been Jimmy Dean's song, Big Bad John. So that's the music originally, and changing the words.
Yeah, I really admire Jimmy for... his genius in his songwriting. How did he come up with this? It's perfect how the words come out.
And... Now, you never had the opportunity to meet Jimmy, huh?
No, I have not. But one time when my band was playing up in Alexandria in front of the courthouse, his family, the Jimmy Jensen family, sponsored us.
Oh, they
there.
Did. Wow. Okay. Yeah, he's gone for a few years now. I did have the opportunity to meet him. He came into the meat market a couple of times, and I had the opportunity to shake his hand, and he brought me CDs, and yeah, he was You know, most musicians are very happy with radio announcers because we play their music, so they really like us. And Jimmy was no exception. He really took pride in stopping in to see me. So that was a real privilege to have met him. Number nine, gonna drive my John Deere tractor, huh?
That one was fun. I took the theme of Molly B's polka party theme,
uh-huh,
and put it to John Deere tractor words. I figured since the Wee Willie version,
yeah,
of John Deere tractor polka went so well, well, how about another John Deere tractor song?
It's really cool.
With a little twist in there, too.
It is. Send me the accordion that you play on. This one's really good. Send me the pillow that you dream on is the song, huh? And you,
yep,
change the lyrics to send me the accordion that you play on.
Yes, this has a little bit of a story to it. My dad absolutely hates Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On.
Oh, really?
And I can just hear him laughing right now because he's listening in.
Oh, okay.
But, and so then I told him, okay, Dad, I'll never play that song again.
Uh-huh.
So then I changed the words and then played it.
Yeah. Michael's got a girlfriend. What's the story on that one?
Well, Michael is one of my best friends, and
okay,
and we always tease him about having a girlfriend, and he's very proud of being Polish. And so I put that one in a little bit more of a Polish style,
uh-huh,
and I wrote the words to a Polish song called Karolinka, and that was, I've heard it done by the Connecticut Twins way out east.
Okay.
So I don't expect anyone around here to know the origins of that song.
Sure.
But that one's a little shout out to my friend Michael Retka.
And then finally, Waltz of the Angels instead of Angels.
Yes.
And that is clever too, how you change the words on that one. So
I misheard it, someone sing it one time, but they actually said Angels. And then I thought, oh wow,
it
that would
be
funny
angles
if they made it about math.
Yeah, and that's what it is. So yeah, folks will be very interested to hear as many of these as we can get in on the program. Right now, Nathan, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. Reached 12 o'clock already. Look at there. It's already 6 minutes past the hour of 12. We've rambled on quite a ways. So time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue this with you. All righty. So it's the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around, on sale now through Friday, June 15th. Are our boneless pork chops. Regular price is just $3.99 per pound. This week, just $3.49 per pound, a savings of 50 cents per pound. And, of course, a week from today, Sunday, is Father's Day. So it's time to switch things up. Instead of the usual necktie, why not come into the St. Joe Meat Market and buy Dad one of those delicious steaks for on the grill, and maybe one for yourself while you're at it as well. Yum. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Austrian brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. Now, cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus. You can come out on Friday and Saturday and show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and or a burger and fries and a beverage. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market. Like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and happy Father's Day. Nathan, for being our guest on the program, you've been here. You know how it goes. Done it a few times now. Got the meat package along for you. Hope you enjoy it in good health. How's that?
I greatly appreciate it, Si.
Great. And your favorite? What's your favorite when you get those meat packages? Do you like the brats or the bacon, or what's the specialty for you?
Everything is so good. Probably my favorite is the brat.
The brats, okay.
Because then I can get some sauerkraut with it and put them on the grill. And
enough German in you to like sauerkraut, huh?
Oh, I'm proud of my German side and my Polish side.
There you go. All righty. Well, over time, we've had the opportunity to go out to Milwaukee to the German Fest. They have the fests down there on the lake, Myers Park. Have you ever been to any of those fests out there?
Yeah, I'm planning on going this next weekend to the Polish one.
The Polish Fest, yep, I figured that.
Which years have you gone to the German one?
We've been out in the 90s. I think we were out there about 6 years in a row, the early 90s, and we got to see Ray Dorschner, Brian Brigham, Jerry Schneider. Kick was playing at that time. A couple of years we've seen Dan Jarabi, young Dan, and their group they called Kick. Polka band, but a wild side of polka.
They're now Copper Box.
Yeah, now they're called Copper Box. Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, some great entertainment out there, and the weather is always great down on the lake there, the park, and everything. They have themes every week. One week it's Germans, one week it's the Italians, one week it's the Polish.
Isn't that amazing?
And I think I've never been to any of the other ones, but I'll bet it's almost the same thing. The same food booths and everything. They just put up a different sign. This week it's German. Next week it's Polish. Huh? So pretty cute. And I'm sure they change it up a little bit. The week when it's Mexican, obviously they have a few tamales or something a little bit different than sauerkraut and brats and so on. But yeah, a fun place to go. Over your career, some of the fun places you've been to.
I'd have to say probably one of the highlights is playing at Spring Hill.
Spring Hill, okay.
And having on the road Jason Davis.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That place was packed, even though the weather wasn't very good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, was that back in the days when Dwayne was still living yet?
Yes.
Dwayne was still there, and he was a great polka promoter.
Oh, very good. And very nice guy.
Yep.
And
his wife, Irene, is still continuing it. They're still... have dances at the ballroom, and one of the few venues that's still sponsoring polka music these days. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So a little bit about that Cordovox. You got it. You had to do some work on it.
Yeah, it's kind of in tough shape. The amplifier is the accordion. Okay. That's all good and secure, but that amplifier. And I get into some electronics, but the old stuff is... it can be a little confusing to me, so I'll have to check it out. But I just got by on the recording, getting through it. The right hand organ sound would cut out.
Oh, really?
After about 10 minutes of playing, so
is it hard to get parts for some of those older instruments?
Are you? It still can be it? Because a lot of people nowadays are just throwing the deals away.
Yeah.
I've had a couple friends just in the last few years throw their Cordovox and accordion organ stuff away just because they changed over to the modern MIDI.
Oh,
and sure. I do my own electronic MIDI installs, but there's something special about the analog old style.
Okay. And I should tell folks, I am really bad at this, but... people will tune in halfway through the program, and who is Cy talking to?
So, who am I?
Yeah. So we're visiting with Nathan Newman right now today, and, of course, promoting his brand-new CD, Intrigued by a Swede. He pays tribute to Jimmy Jensen, and we're going to play some of that music coming up on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. But I want to plug you a little bit, too, Nathan. There's a shortage of people that repair equipment nowadays. You don't, as I visit with people, a lot of people say, I broke a concertina strap or I got a button that's sticking or something. And, George Savvatis used to do it. Tony Wolf used to work on them. These guys have all passed on. Thankfully, Nathan Newman still does it, huh? You tear into instruments, huh?
Yeah, well, I try not to tear into them. maybe I'm a little bit more graceful.
Yeah.
Unscrew the screws and open it up. But as far as sticky buttons and a bad strap and whatnot, most of those fixes I do.
You can do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting into tuning pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
And leather and valve work in there. But if it's a pretty simple fix, there's no doubt I can get in there and fix it.
Yeah. And we were talking off the air just before, and you even dabble a little bit in buying and selling musical instruments. So,
I love seeing new instruments. Yeah. And
I was telling you, I've got a lady, and she might be listening right now. I think she's in Melrose, and she's got a concertina sitting in the closet, she tells me, for 40-some years that they haven't touched it. And you would just love to see that instrument, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's the more mystery, the more of a treasure hunt it almost is. And you get to open it up and see the instrument. And sometimes it's a very common instrument, not too much exciting. Sometimes it's a rare instrument.
Sure.
And then it's very exciting. But even more exciting than seeing the instruments is meeting people.
Yep, yep.
Meeting so many people throughout the last years has really been a blessing.
You bet. Well, we're getting to that time of the show where I ask you this question each and every time, and you've already shared a great memory. But as you look back and your career is getting longer each time I visit with you, one special memory that you want to share with the people that happened maybe at a good, bad, or otherwise, at a polka fest, at a dance job, back in school. I know I put you on the spot every time, but
well, I think a fun memory in the last year where I played in Osakis.
Okay.
And I was hard up for players, and so I asked my friend Jake Bastier from up north in Natowash to play accordion, and I played drums. And we got set up, and we started to play, and people were kind of looking at us funny. They were eating the fish fry, and there weren't any dancers there, and we were thinking, what's going on? And then they said, "You don't have to start for another hour." Oh. We were an hour early.
Oh my goodness! Now that's one story I've never heard. I've usually heard about the late starts, but being an hour early, huh?
Yeah, we got a little extra practice for that one.
Yeah, well, good for you. That's a pretty nifty story. Pretty neat. Who are some of the concertina players that you looked up to over the years, Nathan? I mean, you must have studied and listened to a few of them over the years.
Yeah, I'd have to say, one of the most prominent concertina players I looked up to was Dean Durkas. He lived just down the road from me.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear him play, I always try not to talk to people, and I can just soak it in.
Focus on him, yeah.
He's got such a nice style.
Yes, he does. Very good.
The Andy Stengler kind of style. I can hear. And
yeah, when Andy passed away, you must have been pretty young yet, huh? You never really knew him,
probably,
huh?
Wasn't even in polkas by then.
Yep, I would say, because I think he passed away early 2000s, so that'd be 16, 17 years maybe, something like that now.
Yeah. I've only been in it for 7 years or
7 so. Years, so, yep. But his music lives on just like everybody's on recordings, and you can
Thanks
hear.
Thanks to Cy's music.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. So that's
Thank
awesome.
You, Cy, for doing your music service and promoting polkas.
Yeah, we enjoy it a lot. Yeah, that's for sure. Bob Brenny, did you get to do much with Bob at all through the years?
No. The only memories I have of Bob is he was kitty corner from my great-grandma, Langner, Irene, in the nursing home, and she would play polka music, and Bob would tell her to turn it down because he's watching his baseball game. So I think he must have been pretty out of it by then.
Yeah, he was a great player in his day and had a great polka promoter. And yeah, the last years were hard for Bob. So when he couldn't get around like he used to, and suffered those injuries, fell a couple of times, and so things weren't the same then for Bob. But he was.
But
a
his
great
wife plays accordion.
Pat does? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know that because she brought it to me to fix it.
Oh, that's right. And she did call me about that. Yep, that's right. Yeah. All right. Any of the other, the big name ones, Elmer Scheid, Donnie Klossner, Jerry Schuft.
Those are all great concertina players.
I'm sure you've loved listening to their music over the years, huh?
Yeah. Another good polka promoter down in New Prague, Jerry Minar.
Jerry Minar, you bet. Yeah. And, of course, I'm sure you've been on stage with Carl a few times.
I have a few times with Molly B's dad, Jim Busta Band.
Sure.
That's a fun time. When you could be between Carl and Molly.
Yeah.
Lots of
excitement.
Lots of dynamics there.
Yeah, for sure. How about the Brigands, Gary and Brian?
I don't think I've ever met Brian Brigand.
Okay.
I've just heard the recordings. Gary Brigand, always a nice guy.
Yep.
Gentleman.
Yep. Yep. Some great stuff there.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He got a Russian button accordion. It's a Garmin.
Oh,
Garmoshka.
Okay. Oh, really?
Button box. So maybe we'll see him with one of those on stage.
There you go. Well, with that, our time has pretty much run out. Anything else that we missed, Nathan?
I think if I just had one more opportunity, or if I had two more opportunities, I'd quick say, if you'd like to see Nathan's old-time band tonight at the Waite Park Legion,
perfect.
We play 6 to 9.
Okay.
Waite Park Legion, Gary Bagensass on tuba, and Melinda Ruprecht on drums. Good old time music, Dutchman style. And all the songs everyone wants to hear.
Like to see that floor filled up, polka dancers. That's one thing I always thought, too, over my career playing. It was always much easier playing when the floor was full, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's more exciting, and then there's less pressure of, oh, did I hit the right notes?
Yep. And you hear that swish, swish, you know, the floor, the shoes sliding across the floor, and you know that, you know, they're enjoying themselves, too. So.
That's right.
Yeah,
we never play louder than the swish on the floor.
There you go.
And then also the second thing I'd like to mention is thank you, Cy, for this opportunity to be on radio and for all the years of promoting me and the polka music and all the local bands. And you do a fantastic job, very consistent with the musicians come and play. And I'm very grateful to have you.
Well, we appreciate those kind words, Nathan. And we're all in this together. We enjoy the music. I've heard so many people say that polka music is happy music. I don't know. Over time, I've done a lot of projects at home. I'm a guy that has to have the radio right by me, and I bring my CD box outside, whether I'm building a deck or doing whatever, and put the music on, and it just kind of relaxes you and makes things go so much smoother. I think it's just awesome. So thanks to great musicians like you keeping it going.
Well, I do what I can, and that's just what I try to do.
There you go. Well, with that, Nathan, we're going to wind things up here. Thank you again for being our guest on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I told you the last how many times, good Lord willing, you and I are both here. We're going to do this thing again a number of times yet.
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon. And there he goes, Mr. Nathan Newman, our 249th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got some great music coming up by Nathan on his brand new CD, Intrigued by a Swede. And yes, we have those for sale. Nathan Newman salutes Jimmy Jensen featuring the Cordovox. It's coming up next.